Blog Talk Radio.
Hi everyone, good evening, and welcome to Connect with Your Guardian Angel with Ann. I'm Ann, and I'd like to first say thank you everyone who's tuning in. Good morning, good evening, good afternoon. Today is December 1st, 2019, and I'd like to take a moment and how I usually start my show is that I have an angel message of the new day, and today was a actually received this powerful message last night, so that's why I'm on the air. I usually am on the air during the week. So today's a special day, actually. It's December 1st, and today's angel message of the new day is fill your thoughts with prosper and delight. And if I have time, I'll be taking some calls, and the call-in number is 917-889-2995. So if you're just tuning in, my name's Ann, and I'm host of Connect with Your Guardian Angel with Ann. And my gift is that I'm able to connect with your guardian angel and maybe receive a message that you may need to hear right away. I also do a small live meditation on the show on how to connect with your angel. It's very easy way to connect with your angel, the way they taught me, and I'd like to take a moment now to do a small meditation. And if you missed this part, you can replay my shows or on replay at blogtalkradio.com/angelgirlann. I'm also on Facebook. I have a link on my show to my Facebook, which is Connect with Your Guardian Angel with Ann, and there you can receive inspiration, angel messages, all kinds of really beautiful, highly vibrational information and loving information. So how the angels taught me was that you find a space, be it at a quiet space, be it at your home. Don't have a quiet space at home. You can go outdoors. You can go to a place of worship. Just a spot where you can just be alone in your thoughts and with yourself and your angel. So, it's a good idea to have, like, you can even light a candle, and if you can't, you can usually just visualize the candle. That's, visualization is really key to a lot of ways you connect with your angel, or that's the way they told me. So what you do is just, and make sure if you're thirsty, you have a glass of water with you or anything that keeps you hydrated. So you can close your eyes, you can relax in a chair, you can lay down, you can do whatever's comfortable for you. So what you do is close your eyes, take a deep breath in, it's all in the breath. As you take the deep breath in, visualize pink mist going through. It's a love energy, and just visualize this going through your lungs. Hold that for a moment. Let that flow through, and then exhale. Release all your worries. Take another deep breath in, pink mist. This is where you can, I call in your angel. Guardian angel, come to me now. Hold that for a moment. Exhale. Take another deep breath in. You might start feeling like a little like lightheaded, or you might feel some tingling, or you could, you just may start feeling like a happy energy coming in. this is where you start thinking thoughts of like anything that calms you and soothes you, like just visualizing and picturing your angel in big fluffy wings or a beautiful color. Like, what color makes you happy? Think of that color. Any thoughts of like what makes you happy, like anything, be it like you see an animal, a pet. These are all loving thoughts of angel energy and father energy. And here you can just be. Take it. Just concentrate on your breathing, inhaling, deepness, exhale. Then you can just like settle into this energy, this loving energy. Guardian angel, come see me now. And you can like, this is where you may start seeing like visions, be it in your mind, meaning thoughts. You can ask your angel what color is her favorite color, or you can ask the name, guardian angel's name is. It's okay if you don't get anything right away. I mean, if you like, you can see images of like, say, right now they just showed me an image of a diamond. That could be a name. That could be like a favorite stone that they especially like, or anything. Here you can even just like speak freely. You can say it verbally or in your mind. They can read your mind, your thoughts. Especially like if you need help with something, you can just ask here for help. Like say maybe you have a test to study for, you can ask for angels' help that they are with you so that they can help you absorb the knowledge that you're reading. The possibilities are endless. As you feel the energy lessen, this is where you can like, if you want to stay in this energy to just relax, name this energy. This is something new that was taught to me that, let's just say you name this connection gold. So that at a time during the day, if you feel like you're just out of sorts and just need a connection to your angel, just go gold, like name it gold. And gold, that angel energy will swoop right in and bring in a calmness. Take a deep breath in and exhale. When you feel the energy lessen, just take another deep breath in and exhale. Thank you, angel, for being with us today. And then just open your eyes. Hi, if you're just tuning in, this is Anne. I'm here to connect with your guardian angel with Anne. And today's angel message of the new day was, or is, prosper and delight. I received from God the Father, and it came loud and clear from the angels. God has wonderfully prospered this nation with us as the angels on earth, and alongside of us, our guardian angels too. We as a nation are hereby granted many opportunities to fill your thoughts with prosper and delight. Choose this right directly from his heart to yours, for this is a powerful gift from the Father. Take a moment now and take a deep breath and visualize his almighty hand on you. Feel his love swirl all around. As this holy energy swirls around, to make you feel whole again. Let God's light shine all around you, inside you, and those you come in contact with, and now, he will, through you, spread this loving energy throughout the world, his world, your world. Thank you, God, for this gift. We receive it now. Hi, if you're just tuning in, this is Anne. I'm here to connect with your angel with Anne. And if you want to make a call, it's 917-889-2995. And I did a meditation on how to connect with your angel, and it's also on replay. You can receive the same messages and blessings from this episode that I'm doing today. It's a special day that I received this really powerful message. So let me I'm going to take my first phone call. Hi,
hello?
This is Anne. Hi, this is Anne. Thanks for waiting. Who am I talking to?
My name is Maria. I call from New York.
You said your name's Maria?
Yes, I call from New York.
Hi, Maria.
How are you?
How are you?
Fine, thank you. Can I ask a question, please?
Sure.
You see, Melissa, I'm going to send the contract to my daughter at the deposit. The work my daughter got to do it for Melissa. She's going to be soon. Please.
So you're asking a question. You want me to ask your angels about your daughter? What's happening with your daughter?
She expected a contract from the lady, the name Melissa. And they got to send a contract and deposit the money with the contract together.
What would you like the outcome to be? I'm not following what's happening.
Is my daughter's job?
Okay, this is about her job?
Yeah, for my daughter, yes.
Okay, she's waiting to get a job, or she already has the job?
Yes.
Oh, so you want to know if she's going to get the job or not?
Yes, and they contract all the money. She promised that.
Oh, so she is looking for, she did a job and she hasn't gotten paid yet?
Yes.
Okay, let me see what your angels are going to say.
Thank you.
Maria, this is what I'm feeling. This is what the angels are saying. There's the person that she's worked for and she's just waiting to get paid. They're saying that this person that she did this for, they're having money troubles too. They're just telling me that the person, like, I'm feeling like they're struggling to get the money to your daughter.
Yeah.
But they're saying it may be a few, like, I have a feeling, like, I'm hearing Christmas time, that it's going to be a few weeks before she'll be getting paid.
Okay.
I guess in the meantime, I would say, me taking the phone call, I would say prayers that this comes sooner. And in the meantime, you may pray also that she gets paid sooner.
Right.
Keep praying that she'll get the monies that is owed to her. They do say the person is having trouble, money trouble. That's why she didn't get paid. But if we, with power of prayer, I'll keep you in my prayer on a daily basis, and that this comes through for you now.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Hi, if you're just tuning in, this is Anne. I'm here to connect with your guardian angel, with Anne. You can like me on Facebook. I am on Facebook, where you can get daily inspirational messages, and there's things I do, as in I can connect your angel there, you message me there. I also, in the beginning of the show, where you can hear a replay, the angel message of the new day was fill your thoughts with prosper and delight. It was a very powerful message where you can receive beautiful energy gifts from God. It was just beautiful. If you want an upliftment with any kind of a sadness that you may have in your heart, this message will surely bring you up to a higher vibration and be able to receive blessings of this beautiful love that the angels bring and God brings into our life. And I also did a mini meditation where you can also receive blessings just by listening as I guide you through the meditation to connect with the angel. Do so at myblogtalkradio.com/angelgirl. Yeah. I'm going to take the next caller.
Hello.
Hi, this is Ian. Thanks for waiting.
Thank you for taking my call. I would like to know what my angels want me to know going forward. In business dealings and career.
Okay. And who am I talking to?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
Your name? Who am I talking to?
Oh, my name is Barbara.
Hi, Barbara.
Hello.
Okay. Hang on a minute. One thing I'm getting, like, right away is that you're going on a trip. I'm getting a vision of a trip. Like, I'm not, literally, I see you in a car going to, not too far. I'm, like, asking them right now, like, why a trip? They're saying this, anything, I guess it has, since your intention and your question is about career and moving forward, there's a trip that I don't know if it was if it hasn't been planned yet for you. It's like you have to clear. There's a lot of things going on in your life, be it like people. You do a lot of, I get this, they're giving me the sense that you do a lot for people. You have a huge heart. You're very giving of a lot of your time. You're very, it's what your gift is. That's your gift. And now when you're now focusing something for yourself, because of course you need to like live and maintain your health and your wealth, angels are saying something that once you finish your business, like of taking a trip for yourself, like be it like a shopping trip or visiting an old friend or even a trip of like going to one of your favorite places in the whole world that makes you happy. They want you to do that for yourself. And when you come back, I guess your question was like what to do as a career. Is that what is your concern?
Just wondering about going forward, what that would be, you know, going forward.
Like to do, like.
No. Well, you could say that, but you could go ahead and say that, sure.
Because, like, I hope I explained it. I saw you going on a trip. But I saw that you're very like what you help a lot. You're very people are just drawn to you. You do a lot for others. And now for you, for your question to me and fulfilled for you, the angels were showing me like do something for yourself, like go on a trip, like I said, be it shopping or going to your favorite spot. To just like have a beautiful dinner for yourself or lunch and then come back and just call in your angels. I'm getting like, trying to say like angels. It's like, that's exactly what I hope I can, I'm explaining it that way. Like, need some, like, happiness energy. And Archangel, like, Josiel, she's a happy angel. Like, she came into my day today. I was just sitting there and I was just laughing. Just, get some happy energy going on for you, meaning, like, take a trip. And then when you come back, the angels will give you the ideas of, like, how to move forward from there. That's all I'm getting, Barbara. I hope that helped.
So I'm supposed to, like, I don't have any trip planned. So what are they saying to just, I don't know, spend time by myself or?
Well, whatever, like, if you go on a trip, meaning like taking a spa trip, yes. If you're going shopping, go shopping. Just something like, and if you like companionship with a friend, great, do that. That's the best way I could describe what I saw.
Hmm. Yeah, I'm not a shopper, but okay.
The energies that I'm getting is that they want you to do like, since you just now said that you're not a shopper, but there's a certain energy that you can, that is received a blessing when you go shopping, even if it's just window shopping. Like I do it all the time. And the energy, this beautiful loving energy from above comes through. It just changes a whole perspective of how you look at things. That's another way I can only describe it. So anything like, you can do many trips of like that. You do, like I said, the shopping or going to a favorite restaurant or going to a day trip to somewhere. And that's where you will receive energies where when you come back, you'll be able to move forward.
So let's say I treat myself to dinner, you know, and go out by myself. And then, so what you're saying is when I come back to my house,
yes,
I'll have more insight as to what's going on.
Yes. The thing I'm getting is they want to clear the energy. So when you leave, they're going to work around your space at home. Then they'll follow you. We have angels that are with you all the time. And that's when it will happen.
Besides that, What does my angel want me to know for me besides this? And what color is Angel Uriel?
Uriel is, hang on a second, I'm trying to, not sure about your angel when she was, when your angels came in, that was the message that they were trying to came through, was what you wanted to know, what you needed to know was to do something for yourself.
Okay.
Uriel, I believe the color is like it's not like a fire red, but it's like golden, like a golden orangey flamed color. That's what I'm feeling.
Because I had an experience, and it wasn't red. It wasn't that family kind of, but this angel was huge. And it was,
you know, with Mike. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
It was kind of maybe a very, not dark red where it's, but I don't know what color to say. I want to say pink, but not on the bright pink side, darker pink or something. I don't know. When I think pink, I think of a light pink, you know what I'm saying? So it's more like a watercolor, maybe red. That's watered down. I don't know how else to tell you.
Yeah, I know colors are associated with, especially the four major archangels. I only am experienced with Archangel Michael and Archangel Raphael, and even Michael, even though he's associated with blue sapphire, his other colors do come in for him. So
I'm having a hard time understanding what you're saying.
Well, I'd like to thank you for your phone call, Barbara. I'm about to lose time on my show. I have 1 minute left, so I'm sorry.
Oh, sorry. Thank you.
Oh, no, that's okay. Thank you. Hi, my name is Ann, and I'm host of Connect with Your Guardian Angel with Ann. I have a powerful message for you. And that's why I'm on the air, and it was prosper and delight, but think prosper and delight. And I'll be on the air in a few days, so I'll be able to get to the callers that I wasn't able to get to today. And you can hear me on replay at blogtalkradio.com/angelgirlanne. And I have a beautiful poem from Heart of Peony, which I have a Facebook page called Heart of Peony. And it was a beautiful prayer. Reflections from the heavens above shine in your face as you admire God's masterpiece within me. Be blessed, be loved, for I too see God's masterpiece within you. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. Much love.